And welcome to another rousing episode of the Ed Dye Podcast, where we talk about everything horror, paranormal, in between, here, there, and everywhere, here in the sky and on a cloud. Our host, Ed Dye, and with me, as always,
Rigor Mortis.
And joining us today is
Jose
from the band Discipline Theory. And today's topic...
What was that?
Don't start that shit now. Okay. We just got here.
So I'm just a little jumpy because this topic, it's kind of fucking scary.
Oh, no, it is. It's
very scary.
Do you see that? I see you guys are only listening. You don't even see it. We're talking about when you're doing something and something moves in the corner of your eye.
Yeah.
When you know you saw something there.
And it ain't a mouse at the corner of the room.
Yeah, well, it might be in the corner of the room, but it's a hell of a lot freaking bigger than the mouse.
Word.
Oh, some of the stories I heard, some of the stories, firsthand accounts I've gotten from people are messed up. Some of the ones I heard, even a couple I found online,
yes,
are crazy. We're talking about shadow people. Now, the interesting thing about shadow people, from most things I look online, I even ask a couple of people I know who fall into the realm of psychic and mediums, there is no official word on what these things are.
Yeah.
There's no official. Some people say dimensional beings.
Right.
Some say aliens. Demons, aliens, spirits.
Right. Spirits. Very enigmatic. Like, just, yeah.
Yeah, like all kinds of things.
Demonio.
Yeah, demons that are just fucking with you. Angels that need to find a better way to communicate and not scare the living shit out of you.
What was that?
Poltergeist.
No, but poltergeists don't usually have visuals.
Right, right.
Except people say.
People say a lot of things.
People say a lot. Or it could just be like a being of its own, just like a new type of entity that...
What's funny you say that, because I mentioned it to my nephew earlier tonight. This is an 11-year-old kid, and even he goes to me, you know what I heard? He goes, I heard that they might be from the fourth dimension and they're crashing in. I'm like, the hell are you talking about?
YouTube.
This kid goes on you now. Wikipedia, this is what Wikipedia's official entry into
read the Wikipedia.
A shadow person, also known as a shadow figure, shadow being, or a black mass, is a perception of a patch of shadow of a living or humanoid figure, particularly interpreted by believers in the paranormal or supernatural as the presence of a spirit or other entity. Many methamphetamine addicts usually report hallucinations.
I see shadow people.
Yes. So, somewhere on one of the websites I was looking up, they actually said, yeah, shadow people are famous among meth heads. That right there is just... Right? I'm high as fuck, but there's something in the corner.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Me too. What if you? Now, that's not to say that everyone has seen him as a meth head, because I'm pretty damn sure some of the people I have listed here who've spoken to me are not meth heads, and if they are, you guys hide your addiction real well. Oh my God. Thing is, there's several, it continues, there are several psychological and conditions that can account for shadow people, aside from being high as a motherfucker.
Schizophrenia.
Actually, lack of sleep will do that to you.
Sleep apnea,
and then the dreaded...
Insomnia.
No. Sleep paralysis.
Well, of course.
Oh, yeah.
It goes hand in hand with like the old hag syndrome and all that. Right. Shadow people. But that's, as we get deeper into this whole thing, though. One thing that, The Nightmare, the movie that came out a year or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just about to mention that. The Nightmare, right, it was a documentary from the same dude that made Room 237. It's like, most of the accounts that these people are talking about is shadow people. The whole movie is pretty much shadow people.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's like it goes hand in hand. Right?
And they also tell you they're about to spook you. 3, 2, 1, and it spooks you. Even though they told you, you're waiting for it, it still gets you.
Right. Yeah, right. It's like these people are all like they can't sleep, literally, and also they don't know what's real. They don't know if they're just having a nightmare or if they're awake or whatever. But it's always shadow people for some odd reason. That's the one thing that always haunts them. Well, so what is that connection?
Like, well, it's funny because the thing is going back to the whole drug use thing. A doctor says it also no, but it does connect to sleep deprivation. Right. And a lot of people who see them are scared to fall asleep. People with sleep paralysis are scared to fall asleep. People who are on drugs sometimes just can't fall asleep. But the doctor did point out. He goes, "What it is you don't see dogs or shadow birds or shadow cars. It's shadow people that everyone always sees. And they're always standing in doorways and hallways or right above your ass when you're sleeping."
Right, right.
I've had not encounters, but I've seen them. I've seen shadow people. First-hand experience.
There's actually a website dedicated. It's actually called, if you guys want to look it up, it's shadowpeople.org.
Is it really?
It's mostly people putting their own accounts and then just different theories as to what they are and whatnot.
Right.
But like I said, theories, there's so many, there's no way to really tell. And they're not known for talking usually.
Or hurting you, right?
No, most people do see them come at you. There's not many cases I've gotten of them hurting people, but they scare the living shit out of you.
Yeah, the fear, the panic, the anxiety takes over.
Right. There could be a buck-ass naked man right in your bedroom without you knowing.
Me, I'm one of those fight or flight.
Yeah.
I fight.
Oh, so you swing at the shadow people?
I did. I have. But it was a shadow figure. Like, I didn't even see anyone. My experience, which was discussed earlier episodes, I felt as if my hands were clasped onto my chest and I couldn't move. When I finally managed to get myself free, I took a swing, I threw my pillow, and I jumped out of bed, turned on the light to see who the hell is in my room. There's no one there. I was there by myself.
Ain't smoked no methamphetamines in like a week, so you know it wasn't in his system.
Yeah. I don't do drugs.
Good to know.
But I reached out to some of my people, and it's funny. Teresa from Long Island Paranormal Investigators actually spoke to me, and this is what she told me. There's a place called Sheep Pasture Park in Port Jefferson, and there's a bike path. Her and Dimitri, one of the leaders of the group, saw a super tall shadow person walking back and forth on the path way in front of them, like just going back and forth there. She's also had sleep paralysis where she's woken up and it's standing over her. And then she also said, and this is, I'm going to read it verbatim because she sent it to me right before we headed over here. Ooh, so we were on a house investigation and we were in a small crawl space where the kids and some of the toys say they would play in there. Shannon, one of the other investigators, and I were investigating in the crawl space and we kept seeing a shadow person run past the door. I guess the door to the little crawl space. Now, they were, I guess, kind of think about it like, until Dimitri, the other guy, said he saw the shadow person too from across the hall when he was in the other room.
So they both saw.
Yeah, that's three different people seeing the same figure. Because lots of times,
that's weird.
A lot of these stories tend to be one person on their own.
Yeah.
Very rarely do you get stories of multiple people seeing it at one time.
Right. Well, see, that's the scary thing about the shadow people thing is that it is a very personal thing, which we think about it.
And it's usually alone by yourself when you're most vulnerable.
Right. Yeah. And it's just very, it's personal, you know, and it's not really something that you really want to talk about either because, you know, in the fear of people, they're going to be thinking that you're crazy.
And you just talk about it on a podcast.
Right. And then you make a podcast and with a bunch of dudes that are into weird shit. And
oh, well, let's break it down. Jose said he's seen it. Have you seen one?
I personally have when I was little, but I don't remember the story. My mom told me the story.
Oh.
When I saw a shadow person when I was little, supposedly.
What's the story? How's it go?
Well, what happened was that when I was 3 years old, maybe 2.5 around there, in my room, in the closet.
Randy there?
No. but in my room, the closet door, you know, would be like left open or whatever, and I would always be crying in my bed and pointing at the open closet, and my mom would be coming in, like, "What's wrong?" And I'm crying. I'm like, "There's a man in the closet."
Oh hell no!
And it's not John Travolta or
Tom Freddie Cruise in the closet
or R. Kelly. But I kept saying it. So then like it would happen over and over and over again, and I keep crying, and like at night it would be even worse, because like I just wake up just crying that there's a man inside my closet or whatever. And my mom went in there one day and she started to clean out. She's like, what the fuck is it that he's looking at? Like, because I
what
was
the hell,
like,
she thinking you're confusing,
right,
something,
right? My mom found a mask, but it's not like a, you know, like a regular like Halloween mask. It's this little artifact from like Central America that, ooh, one of my dad's friends gave him at work. And he's just like, oh, look at this cool thing I found in some shop.
And it ended up in your closet.
And then up in the closet.
I don't like antiques because you never know what energies.
This is a nice ass table. I'm going to take it home. Then you bring in a psychic. Oh, right. There was 45 little babies killed on this thing. It's not that nice no more.
And I don't know if you ever watched the show Celebrity Ghost Stories, but the model Beverly Johnson had a very similar story. She was married. Her husband collected African warrior masks. And he passed away. And then something was tormenting her in the house they shared. Look it up.
So they found the thing. So what happened then?
So my mom grabbed it, fucking blasted it to hell. She threw it out very far away from the house or whatever. I never cried since. Well, from seeing, you know.
Yeah, we gotta find his mask. Again,
so,
son.
But she says that the way I was describing, I was little and I didn't know many words.
The way she described it, matched.
The way I described it sounded like shadow people, because I'm a baby, so I couldn't really speak much. But what I was saying like a man with like no face.
Mm-hmm. All the description of these things, they tend to be, and it's funny because Manny Serrano, the director of Theta States,
right,
who does his own podcast and did an episode on it, and he sent me the link, so I was listening to it, and it's interesting because he says it, and then some of the other readings I've read, it's pure black, even on black. Like there's I remember one of the stories they're saying is they're in their room, it's already pitch black, but you see something even darker than black. It's like Wesley Snipes must be walking around the room naked, but there is something pure black in the room. But it's like you know when you're in your room, it's dark because the lights are off, but there's some light.
Right.
They're like this, it's a figure that is, there is, it's, there's no light on this thing whatsoever. They tend to be tall. Like most descriptions tend to put them anywhere between 7 to 8 feet tall. They tend to be thin, and sometimes they have long fingers, or sometimes you just have really long features because they're God knows what they are.
Hear me out on this. Now that you just said about the whole like they are so black that it's not like recognizable black, like it's something beyond, like
it's like darker than dark.
So what if shadow people is something that our eyes do in vulnerable moments, that we think that we see something that is just so, what if it's not any of this stuff that we're talking? What if it's not something paranormal? What if it's something biological that our,
like hysteria?
Right. Like, well, right. You know, for example, you know when you're looking up at like the ceiling, whatever, and then you have that one little floaty line in your eyeball, and you like keep following it.
Yes.
What if it's like that? Like, it's just something so black that your mind opens up this thing.
It's interesting you say that, because one of the things that Manny mentions, and he even mentioned it when I was talking with him before, is infrasounds that you literally need a subwoofer to play. It sounds that the human ear doesn't pick up. Animals maybe do, but there's sounds that they believe in the paranormal world that it causes waves that ghosts can actually use to manifest and use it. There was an episode of one of the shows we were watching once at one point where you see them bring in a subwoofer and it's like...
Yeah.
Now, these things, supposedly it's putting out enough and a sub-sound waves to let ghosts and paranormal stuff use the energy for this, whatever than that they want to do. But at the same time, in some research I read, infrasounds also, one guy said he hallucinated something, but what they did is he hallucinated because they said the infrasound to the exact pitch that causes your eyeball to resonate. You know what I mean? They basically caused feedback in your eyeball, and this guy saw things. So it's also possible there's these sound waves out there all the time that we're just not seeing, and maybe we're susceptible in certain points or certain parts of our body. Like right now, we're both wide awake.
Right.
We have control of everything that's happening. When you're half falling asleep or just waking up, your brain could actually maybe be open to seeing more as your eyes are opening, and maybe that could be what shadow people are. Just you, the infrasound that's already out there naturally, just, I guess, vibrating your eyeballs.
Right. Or maybe what if our sixth sense has opened, and one thing that humans can do is summon these things.
Yeah, or even not even summon, but like see them. Like they're there, but we don't see them unless you're open. And that's part of the reason why psychics and mediums can see these things that we normally don't. But the thing that makes it creepy is the fact that even psychic and mediums, they don't know what they are. They're even when they see them, they're like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Like I reached out to the psychic medium Crystal Madison, who we did the psychic fair this past October, and I asked her, and this is what she wrote: "Quote, ooh, I don't like those things. They killed my bird in my old house."
They killed my bird.
No one knows what the hell they are. Some theories is that they're demonic. Other theories are that they are not. They are from another dimension. I couldn't say either way. I just don't like them. So even someone that lives in the world of psychic mediums is like, no, thank you.
How did it kill her bird?
I didn't go into detail on it because I know she's got an event coming up, and I didn't, you know, if your pet dies, you don't want someone to relive. Tell me about when you saw your parents get dissected. I can imagine she probably saw them here and there. I do remember in an interview, there are spirits in her house, because I do remember talking to the other another psychic who's known as the Witch of Vegas.
Doesn't mess with Crystal, though.
Yeah, it doesn't mess with Crystal, but the other witch was telling me she sees them moving around. She's seen them in Crystal's house, and she sees, like, you get the feeling they're staring at you.
Well, I had another encounter. My brother in Tennessee came to visit sometime near his birthday a couple years ago, and he was staying at my aunt's house. So after the city, we were drinking in the city, and then we all got back to my aunt's house. And so there was more of us than there were beds, so some of us slept in a recliner, me. And, well, I don't say slept, but I couldn't sleep. I just felt uneasy. Closing my eyes, I felt like I was being watched. And I felt as if I closed my eyes to sleep, if I opened them, something would be right in my face, just staring at me. So, and I also have trouble sleeping when I'm not in my own bed. So I was up all night just channel surfing, and I thought somebody was in the kitchen. So I was like, all right, someone is, got the money, but the refrigerator doesn't open because I don't see any light come through. But from the light coming through the window, the moonlight, the street lights, I can see figures as if there's a group of them, and they're just pacing around, whispering amongst themselves, but they're all taking a peek at me from the door, and they won't come out of the kitchen.
And he's in someone else's house, so they're probably like who the fuck is this motherfucker?
And I'm just like, oh, hey. And I just try, and then I just try to keep, continue watching TV. But I can see them because they're my peripheral vision. And I was like, man, it's like these guys are distracted. I can't even watch TV because they're all coming up to the door, checking me out. And I was like, oh, okay. So morning comes, I tell my cousin, and they're like, oh yeah, this house is haunted. I'm like, thanks. It's like something you could have told me last night before I stayed here. But yeah.
Wow. That's and you were wide awake while this stuff was wide happening. Awake. That's what I'm saying.
And that's not the weird part. And not a child.
Sober, yeah.
You do get stories of children, but he's not a child.
Right.
Like I actually spoke to the bassist from the band Sloths and Ruins, Chris Sirski. I asked him, he reached out, and he said at around 12 or 14 years old, he's not sure how old he was half asleep, and he looked up, and there was five of them. They had no facial features or anything. They just were surrounding his bed. He was paralyzed with fear. He couldn't speak, and the thing that really freaked him out is one of them reached out and put their hand over his face. Next thing he remembers is just waking up the next morning. He doesn't remember being touched or making physical contact, nothing else, no features to the hand, just pure blackness coming towards him. And then just woke up the next morning. He says to this day, he's still not sure what it was because he never really had night terrors or anything. He's still curious what happened. He wants to know if he got raped by aliens or a ghost or what.
Right.
He does say that like a week, a couple of weeks before, they were messing around with the Ouija board. And when he went home and went downstairs, the doorknob was, to his room was shaking like if somebody was trying to get in.
Oh, well, okay. You see, now this is something different, dude. He's messing around with an Ouija board.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't think this was shadow people that was.
Was this maybe some demons?
That's what I mean. So that's what I'm saying. That could be something else.
But he hasn't had them or seen them ever since then. Like, that was the only time. So it's possible that whatever it was, you know, reached out, didn't get them, and then was like, fuck this, we're leaving.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing about these damn creatures is that there's more than one type. I don't know if you guys knew that. Ah, see, there's the classical... I found a website from someone listed as a psychic medium named Natalie Kuna, and she actually lists the type of shadow people. Now, there's the main classic one everyone sees.
Right.
The tall, human-shaped figures, usually tall, usually masculine, and they usually bring a feeling of dread or fear when people see them. She says they've been known to change shapes, but I haven't really heard any stories where they change shapes like that to like animals. Then there's the same thing, only with red or green glowing eyes.
I've heard about those.
This one, they tend to be, everyone says might be demons, but they tend to be more evil in what they're doing. Where sometimes you'll see the classic shadow figure, you don't feel evil or nothing. You just, oh shit, what is that? This one, you see it and most people are like, oh, we're going to die.
Yeah, right.
Now, what's interesting is the Hat Man.
I saw that in the movie The Nightmare as well.
The Hat Man, yes. The Hat Man is basically the same version as all the other ones, only he's wearing a hat. And for some reason, he seems to be in charge. I don't know if he gets the hat because he's in charge or he's in charge because he has a hat.
Right. But how many people have seen the Hat Man one? Because that one sounds so...
It comes up often, actually.
Really? That's so weird.
It comes up a bit rarely, but it does come up. And it's, I think, usually seen when you get people seeing them in multiples. Because, you know, if you see one, you saw one. But if you're seeing multiples, somebody's in charge of this group.
Right.
If they're out to bother you, yeah, someone's in charge of this group. And then there's people who say they've seen, you know, there's specifically ones in the forest. Then sometimes they connect them to Men in Black or even Jin. If you're seeing Jin,
yeah.
Goodbye.
Jin, what's
that's like...
a genie, isn't it?
That's like an evil genie, honestly.
Yeah.
That's like the whole evil genie thing.
So...
He is silent.
Right, yeah. So wait a minute. So a djinn is a form of a shadow person?
No, not a shadow person, but people connect them to shadow people. It's like just any other things that you might see moving around humanoid, people have seen them in like what they think is a shadow figure form. Did I say that right?
Shadow figure form. Yeah. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they got so many stories. I mean, like, and just like we said, the movie The Nightmare, it's definitely, if you're seeing shadow people, especially if you're seeing them at night or having night terrors, The Nightmare is definitely a movie to go see
to get an
understanding of what's going on.
It'll bring back bad memories, though, because...
Yeah, because if you had them and forgot about it, you might remember.
This will remind you. This movie will remind the shit out of you, so...
But like I said, the problem with shadow people is the fact that, just like a lot of paranormal things, the world of medicine and psychology has their own explanations. Like I said, lack of sleep. There's a website, according to calmclinic.com, they say in many ways, intense anxiety can actually cause people to go like crazy for a little while and cause you to hallucinate and see these things.
Right. And also lack of sleep.
Yeah. Lack of sleep will cause hallucinations.
Body starts shut down.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And of course, the shadow people is also the common name for the hallucinations brought on by the use of methamphetamine. I had to go there. That's what they said. But then it's also,
hey man, how high are you? The shadow people is here, motherfucker.
I thought you said this bedroom was just for us too. Who the hell is all 15 people standing around here? And then there's sleep paralysis is the other thing.
Sleep paralysis,
which is basically more or less what the movie. But that's the whole. Well,
we did an episode on sleep paralysis.
No, but the sleep paralysis is a condition that affects. Here's the thing about sleep paralysis. It affects less than 8% of the general population. Sleep paralysis happens when a person wakes up before their REM sleep is finished, so the brain is still having dreams while they can't move. It commonly happens with young people and their hit people with history of mental illness. Sleep deprivation can also cause sleep paralysis sometimes, where I guess your body is so out of whack, you're kind of waking up before you should be waking up.
Right.
Research has shown that sleep paralysis is not dangerous. It doesn't cause harm to the body, and there has been no known deaths to date from sleep paralysis.
That's, yeah, well, yeah, yeah, right.
But there is a word for what happens to people. It's called hypnagogic and hypnopompic. Our visions and hearing of demonic voices when resistance are attempted and symptoms and commonly about sleep paralysis. But that, yeah.
Well, but how do they know it's demonic? The
medical speak.
How do they know
speak.
It's demonic no, voices? No,
it's when people feel that they're hearing demonic voices.
Okay. So it's like, yeah, it's you know what it is, man? I feel like the whole shadow figures thing gets introduced to people when they're going through major anxiety or sleeping problems. I think for a perfectly healthy person with no like sleep issues or anything like that, I don't think they're the ones that see shadow people.
True.
Could it be something that like specifically targets people with these
stress, yeah, depression?
It definitely,
so
it makes sense.
Hand in,
yeah,
hand. You know what I mean? Like, it has to go hand in hand.
And if it does go hand in, that's their reason. That means they are some devious son of a bitches then too. If they're planning
right.
that out on purpose.
Exactly. Exactly. They're targeting people that can't sleep. Targeting people with anxiety issues or whatever. They're bullies. Paranormal bullies. That's what they are.
Ghostbusters. We need Ghostbusters.
Right. We need. Go. Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, shadow people. That's
now, what comes interesting. Now, I wanted to get to is Manny.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the guy from Theta States, who does his own podcast, which if you guys want to look it up, it's What Lurks on Channel X. And in the episode that he sent me, he talks about it. Now, he said that he's seen a group of them, a whole group of shadow people in the forest when walking with his friends. But on the episode of the podcast, he told an interesting story where he saw it and his friend saw it, but their other friend who was ahead of him didn't see it and walked through the goddamn shadow person. Now that's
through
interesting.
Him? That's
through
weird.
The guy. Now, what do you think happens when you walk through a shadow person? Because no one ever seems to remember what happens. He said his friend basically just dropped over, like just dropped consciousness, like fell face first, but his arms didn't come up to stop him. So whatever happened, he just lost consciousness.
Wait. So when he walked through the shadow people, he lost consciousness.
Yeah, walked through one specific one that was standing in the middle of the path,
and he fell.
And he just like if walked through it and dropped to the ground.
So then. And then what happened? He went to go help his friend up, and
you got
to
listen to that podcast episode to find out. I ain't giving away everyone's secrets.
Damn, that's crazy. Could it? So that's weird. Is this some type of energy that these things have?
See,
that drains your.
That's what I realized when he said that. I'm like, there is something more to this than just I'm seeing things. If it's physically causing somebody to pass out who didn't see it, because he tells a whole story, but his friend was ahead and they stopped because they saw it. But his friend was, I guess, so far ahead and maybe he didn't see it or wasn't looking. But
right.
Said his friend walked right through the shadow figure and dropped.
That's really nuts, dude.
That's some evil shit.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, what could it be? Could it? That's just so weird. Like, there has to be something within that massive energy.
The funny thing about them is it's like they have rules that they follow. Kind of, you know, I guess, well, not rules that they follow, but rules that we seem to see them follow. But at the same time, they seem to be so individual within themselves, too. Because when it comes to their intentions, there's so many different reasons. Some people see them and nothing happens. Some people see them and it scares them. Other people see them and you can tell it's trying to scare them. One friend went as far as telling me that his friend's house, they'd see them all the time. But what he said that made his story stick out is their friends lived in the Great South Bay in Shirley on Long Island.
Yeah.
They lived right on the water. He says you would see them come right out of the water and walk right to the house.
That's terrifying.
See, that's what's interesting. Why are they coming out of the water and going to the house? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
That really stuck out. And I'm like, that's the kind of thing where I'm like, yo, we need to talk more about this.
Yeah. And he saw them walk out of the
water. He said, yeah, people would see them just like in the middle of the day, any time of the day, just walking right out of the water and walk right to the house.
You know what that sounds like, man? That sounds extraterrestrial.
It does. It also sounds demonic. Like the portal's in the water, but we're going to this house and chilling.
The what is in the water?
Like the portal where they're coming from is in the water.
I don't know, man. It sounds
cocoon,
like terrestrial.
Man. Cocoon.
I don't know, dude. Because whoever said that aliens had to be like solid mass, like aliens could be like gastral, like,
that's
or
true,
you
yeah.
know. So it It sounds extraterrestrial, dude. It really does.
Maybe our
bodies weren't meant to connect with theirs, so each time we come in contact with them, we pass out.
I mean, it also makes sense with what my nephew said about being from another dimension. And it's funny because I know lots of people have done episodes and spoken about the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
And somebody actually said, and there was a post, and I think somebody put it online, and I saw it recently. It says, you know, all this shit didn't start until we turned on the Hadron Collider. So we might have fucked some shit up.
It might have. Maybe
they're here trying to fix it.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're here, or maybe we just brought them here and they're trying to get out. Maybe we did that and brought their asses here.
What a mess.
They could be a pest. They could be from the past. They could be from the future. We don't know, because they fall into that realm of ghosts. And at the same time, they don't.
That's horrifying.
Because it's so... And this fact, they seem to know what they're doing. Another story that I got there was somebody sitting home watching TV with the Christmas lights on, and from the corner of the room saw somebody coming, and he thought, oh, my brother's trying to sneak up on me. He's waiting. Okay, fine. I'm going to scare you when you get close. And he's watching from the corner of his eye, it coming towards him. And then as it gets about maybe a good 10 to 6 feet away, he realizes, that's not my brother.
Yeah.
My brother's not no fucking 7 feet tall.
Jeez.
And he says when it stopped at around 5 feet away from him, and he didn't turn to it. He just kept seeing it from the corner of his eye. When he finally turned to it, I think it went away. They always seem to just whoosh, go away.
That's insane.
And wow. Most cases always seems to be either you're not fully conscious or fully awake to look directly at them, and that's when they're right in front of you, or when you are fully awake, you always see them from the corner of your eye.
That's crazy.
They're bashful, apparently.
they're
don't look at me. Smart, don't look at me. No pictures.
They have a lot of, this is a scary part too, man. They have a lot of human behaviors.
Characteristics and behaviors.
Could they be ghosts? I don't know.
What I found interesting is, they're not always connected to hauntings. Some people see them in hauntings, but then you also see them where there's no story for a haunting.
True.
You could have a house, there's no history of nothing, and something, you just see them there. But there are cases. There's an American Air Force guy that was in Germany who at 3 a.m. was fixing an air compressor on the airstrip and was using the lights from his car when he saw something walk by in front of one of the lights. He looked around. There's no one around. When he saw it the second time, he got a good look at the figure and saw the shape. Hell no. Got the hell out of there. He said he went around asking the police, and he said the police are like, oh, yeah, no, we've seen it. The German police are like, yeah, we've seen it. He's like, and he was told, there's been times when we think we see an intruder, we're running towards it or chasing it, and the moment we put our flashlights or the headlights on, it's gone.
It's gone.
And then they said that they think it's possibly connected to a story of a young man who went crazy and killed himself near that airport. So that kind of makes sense. But the one story that really changes the whole dynamic of the shadow people story is a lady in Michigan back in 2004. She was with the realtor. They entered the house. She heard a voice, and apparently she's the only one that heard it. She heard something go, who are you? What are you doing in my house? Looking around for where the voice came from, straight up saw what looked like a female shadow figure standing in the kitchen in front of the sink. She looked around. No one else is reacting to the thing. No one seems to be seeing it, only her.
So it spoke.
Yeah, that's the thing that I found interesting. And they never seem to speak. This thing spoke, but this could also be, I guess, a different type of haunting. But she said she got the feeling the thing was stuck in the kitchen. She went around and looked at the rest of the room with the realtor, and then went back downstairs, and the thing was still there telling her to get out of the house. I'm just wondering, when I get into a house, like that, I don't continue looking at the rest of the house. I'm pretty damn sure I'm not taking it. Yeah. I'm good.
Bouncing.
I'm good. Oh, I'm giving the house for free. I'm good.
I'm Gucci.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, this is a weird part, though. It spoke. That sounds like some ghost shit, doesn't it?
That sounds more ghost than it does shadow figure, but she explains it as looking like a shadow figure.
So this is the thing about the shadow figure thing. It's just it's so broad, but yet again,
It is and it isn't at the same
time.
Right.
It's a contradiction, because it can be any of these things. It can be a demon, it can be alien, it can be something from another dimension, it can be a ghost. But at the same time, they are so almost just original, an original.
And it's funny, because every time people see them, no one ever is, you're always taken by such surprise that you don't know how or what to communicate. And if you are communicating when it's gone, do you even know if it's even there anymore to listen to what you're saying?
Yeah.
If true. There's so many questions that come up and questions that no one can really answer.
Yeah, it is by far, in my opinion, the biggest mystery in the paranormal world.
Yeah, because everything else, most people have some sort of explanation.
It is something, at least something. This right here, this really this, nothing.
It's just, it's ideas, but there's no proof to, no there's one, nothing yeah. to sway you this way or that way.
Right.
Even Loch Ness Monster, they're like, oh, it could be a dinosaur, it could be this, it could be that. This right. thing, it's like, it might be?
Yeah. I guess the safe thing to do is just to agree that it's its own thing. It's none of those categories. I think Shadow People deserves its own category. It's its own thing. You know? Think about it. I mean, there's really no comparison to anything else.
I believe, I'm not sure. Back in high school, when we were a bunch of degenerates drinking, trespassing. We used to see something at our house, and people used to see it after they've been to our house. One time, I do remember a group of us seeing something in town. And this is before we started, you know, we popped open the beers and stuff. So I don't know if it was like a mass hallucination, but everyone saw the same thing. Tall, dark figure. Couldn't really make out its features. But about 6 years ago, 6-7 years ago, I went to a reputed haunted cemetery with someone, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna freak this person out, just take him to the cemetery. As we're going up the path, up the hill in the cemetery, she starts almost panicking, like an uneasy feeling. Now I thought, oh, well, of course we're at a cemetery, of course she's gonna panic. But then I started sensing, like, we probably should leave now. And from afar, I saw something. And then it got closer, she saw it, and we just quickly got out of there and drove away. Later on, we were talking about why we left so abruptly, and we both described the exact same thing. It looked as if maybe a huge garbage bag, maybe like a kite made out of a huge black garbage bag, floating in our direction, but no feet. So maybe like a hooded figure with his arms out. Yeah, so it was kind of freaky, you know.
Damn.
That's some messed up shit.
Word.
I do know my other brother told me of a situation that... Now, me and my brothers, we all know the story, but we know it differently, apparently. But my oldest brother is the one that says he remembers my dad was at his friend's house studying as a group. It was high school or college, and it was back in El Salvador, he said. He fell asleep on the floor. One of the friends fell asleep on the couch. The switch for the light was in reach, you know. It's like you just go to the wall. It's right there by the door. My dad woke up and could sense and hear movement. And as his eyes adjusted, he saw thin, dark legs moving all around, like a bunch of.
Yeah.
He said there were several of them. The guys tried to wake each other. They wake each other up. The friend on the couch could not find the light switch as if it disappeared. Like, he's looking all over the wall, can't find the light switch. Eventually, the things disappeared, and then they finally found the light switch and turned the light on. They spoke about the incident and couldn't go back to sleep.
That's crazy.
And it's funny because I do remember my mom telling me a story along this lines, but the way she described the story to me, because this is before he had met my mom, so I guess he told my mom at some point. She says the story of, yeah, she remembers them sleeping somewhere and then my dad waking up on the floor and looking all around and seeing these these figures moving around the room. But she described it as they were dancing in a circle around them. That shit makes it creepier.
That's creepy as fuck. So that means they're celebrating something.
Yeah, like, you're gonna die. Or,
maybe they were doing the Running Man challenge.
Yeah. But I cannot say I've seen a shadow figure. I mean, most of the cases that we've looked up and people tell me about are stuff that most cases of any paranormal things we come across, it's stuff that I'm like, nope, haven't seen it, nope, heard of it. Damn, I was there when everyone screamed in the other room. I was like, oh, I was taking a piss.
So I tell you that you sleep pretty well at night.
I sleep pretty damn good. That's when I sleep.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I don't fall asleep until the sun's up, and by then, there's no shadow for the shadow people, though.
Right.
I do remember this coming up, and I don't remember where it came from, but I do remember somebody either saying or telling me this. There was somebody about where they were walking, and they saw, one of the cops in Germany, that was the other story. One of the cops in Germany said that he had heard about one of the other police walking, looking for a suspect that they thought they saw, and he walked right up to a shadow person, like was standing in front of him. And the way he described it, the guy said, it's as if the shadow person didn't realize that the guy was there. So I'm like, is there a front and back side to these things? Because the cop was looking directly at it. Remember, that's, I said, weird. Usually when you're looking right at them, you don't usually see them. It's as if the cop was looking right at it and it didn't realize it, and then it realized it was being stared at, and he said that the thing just moved backwards into darkness and like disappeared.
That's weird. So it is self-conscious. Like,
I was trying to get to that story. Yeah. They seem to know what they're doing. This isn't like a residual kind of haunting or anything.
Yeah. I wonder where they live too. Like, if they, like, disappear into somewhere.
Yeah, where y'all going? Where you eat?
Crenshaw.
Y'all taking shit to when we smell a fart, but no one's farted. Is that you people?
Monsters, Inc. Kind of like Monsters, Inc.
Oh,
yeah. You go through the door factory,
Exactly. Like, these shadow things, like, what if they are, like, actual, like...
Created by Disney? I know what you're saying.
I mean, where do they disappear into?
Yeah, where are they coming from? What do they want? Where are you going? And
maybe they're
in
the closet the whole time.
Boo.
And then in the middle of the night, they come out the closet. Hey.
Ooh, no, not the spooky cock. Well, if any of you guys out there have had an experience, definitely let us know, because I got a lot of people sending me more things even before we started recording. Even as we're recording, actually, I should check. As we're doing this podcast, I'm pretty sure I've had some people send me info on some here. So I'm curious to see what they've seen. What have you seen? What have you heard? Does anyone have any pictures?
I'm sure of the shadow people, not themselves.
I mean, send us a picture of yourselves too if you're feeling naughty. But I mean, we're looking for pictures of the shadow people and the paranormal. I mean, you can hit us up on Twitter or on Facebook, just Ed Die Podcast, or you can hit me up, Is Eddie Dead, and that's on pretty much all social media. You can hear Rigor Mortis up on his, that's Rigor Mortis Films on Instagram and Twitter. Let us know what you guys seen, what you think you heard, what you think you saw, what you don't want to see, and let me know if you know its name.
Yes, and remember, kids, do not do meth.
Yes, say no to meth, keep your teeth. No ice in paradise, bro.